Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means. It's church tonight. We look forward to the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We'll be continuing our study in the gifts of the Spirit, picking that up after a couple of weeks with some of our missionaries checking in with us. And so we're looking forward to a great service tonight. We get underway at 6:30 p.m., and we invite you out to the service this evening. Our Spanish church meets as well on Wednesday night, and they start at 7 p.m. for their midweek service. But if your Bible's nearby today, I'd like you to go to Matthew 18. Matthew chapter 18, and towards the end of Matthew 18, starting in verse 21, Peter asked the Lord, "How oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?" he asked. And Jesus said unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." And then Jesus tells him a parable here, a story about forgiveness. And it takes up verses 23 all the way to the end of the chapter. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit today with you. And Jesus explaining this idea of forgiveness. He said there was a man who owed a king 10,000 talents, and he couldn't repay it. Now, 10,000 talents would be a single talent, it'd be equal to 1 year's pay. So it'd take 10,000 years to pay the man's debt. So in other words, if you made $50,000 a year, one talent would equal $50,000, and then times it by 10,000, you'd owe about $5 billion, okay? That's more money than most people have, okay? And so that was the point of Jesus' parable. And he's saying, listen, the price that Jesus paid for us when he died on the cross, paying for our sin, and not just our sin, but the sin of the whole world. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We could never, ever repay what Jesus did for us. It would be impossible. It's a debt we cannot pay. And so Jesus explains what happened was the king had pity on the man and forgave him his entire debt. And much in the same way, when we ask Christ to forgive us, when we ask God to forgive us, he erased our entire debt. Our sins are removed as far as the east is from the west. They're buried in the depths of the sea. They don't exist anymore. Your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. And that set the stage now for the second part of Jesus' parable. The man who was forgiven his massive debt starts on his journey home. Obviously happy, obviously rejoicing, until he encounters a man who owed him 100 pence. Now, just like in the first man did to the king, he begged for mercy. And so this second man pleads for mercy. Because if he can't pay, he's faced with prison. The difference between the two stories is the second man is not forgiven. The first man, who received the great mercy, who received his debt to be forgiven, refused to give the same mercy to the man who owed him. And he wanted to be cast in. He grabbed him by the throat, actually, and threatened him. Now, Jesus is telling this because Peter had asked him again, how often do I have to give somebody who sinned against me? And it's not just 70 times 7. He's driving home a lesson here with this parable. He talks about God has forgiven us this great debt of sin. He now expects us to forgive others who sin against us. In fact, it's more than what he expects. It's what he demands. The words of the parable are pretty chilling. He ends in verse 34 and 35 by saying this, "And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every man his brother their trespasses." It's repeated throughout Scripture. God expects us and commands us to forgive others of their sins against us. It's even part of the model prayer, is it not? Forgive us our debtors as we forgive, or forgive us our trespasses as those who trespass against us. We're going to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And again, after that model prayer, Jesus said these words: "For if you don't forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father isn't going to forgive you." Wow, those are pretty harsh words there, and God is very insistent about that, because when we don't forgive, we hurt ourselves, not the people we're furious with. It was said by one man, when we hate our enemies, we give them power over us, power over our sleep, our appetites, our happiness. And according to even some recent research, when we don't forgive others, we hurt ourselves physically. When we relive how people hurt us, then we release adrenaline and cortisol into the bloodstream. And an accompanying sugar release revs up the muscles and clotting factors in the blood. And all that does is wear down our brain, lead to cell atrophy and memory loss, raises blood pressure, raises blood sugar, hardens the arteries, increases heart disease. And again, one study where subjects took forgiveness training, a mental distress dropped by 40%, and they saw a 35% dip in headaches, back pain, and insomnia. Unforgiveness hurts us physically, but it also hurts us spiritually. In one church, there was a woman there who seemed to be a model Christian. She was a great mother and a loving wife and always seemed cheerful, until a man in the church, part of that church, was convicted of child molestation. She became angry. When he came down in front of the church and asked forgiveness, and later the pastor speaking, "When I baptized another convicted child molester, she blew up in church, screamed at me, and marched out of the sanctuary." Can you guess why she was so angry? Well, the pastor said he didn't know for sure, but he believed somebody had molested her as a child. And not only did she hate her molester, she hated every other man who ever molested children. Hers was not a feeling of disgust and displeasure, but it was pure, unforgiving hatred. Now, it's awful, and it's horrid, and we ought to be disgusted and have great displeasure when that particular sin takes place with a child. But I'm not blaming. Listen, we wouldn't blame her for her anger. We would all be angry. We would be furious. But do you understand that her anger wasn't hurting the man who offended her? It was hurting her. It was imprisoning her, and only she held the key to unlock the prison. Ephesians reminds us that if we remain bitter and unforgiving toward others, we're giving Satan a foothold in our lives, and he has the means to enslave us. I know you say, "Yeah, you know, I'll forgive so-and-so, but they never even asked for forgiveness." Sounds reasonable, doesn't it? But it's not true. Jesus said, when you stand praying, if you hold aught against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you. You're just standing around praying, and the person who's offended you is not even close by. It's just you and God. But even though they're not anywhere close, you still have to forgive them so God can forgive you. If your brother, earlier in Matthew 18, if your brother sins against you, go and confront him with his fault, and just the two of you, and if he'll listen to you, you won your brother. Go and win your brother. Win him back. Now, if they won't be won back, that's not your problem anymore. It's theirs. It's theirs. Jesus said, love your enemies. Pray for them who persecute you, that you'll be children of your Father in heaven. See, we learn to forgive others who hurt us, our enemies. When we learn to do that, we become like our Heavenly Father. So God asks us to actively seek to forgive those who've hurt us so we can be like him. Now, that's not easy. That's hard. Again, here's this man who wouldn't give up a debt. He wouldn't forgive a debt of 100 pence. That was one day's pay. So it would be 800 days pay or 100 days pay. That might be a lot of money. Not pocket change for sure. So in other words, he's saying, hey, when people hurt you, it still hurts. It's painful. They've sinned against us, and it hurts. They did something they had no right to do, but it's just like when we sin against God, is it not? Except we've sinned a whole lot more against him than others could ever sin against us. And God forgave us. So ask yourself, have I forgiven? Have I forgiven those who've done me wrong? Well, there's three ways to know, and I'll do it quickly. Number one, do I want them punished? Do I want them punished? Do I want to try to pay back those who troubled me? You don't have to punish those who hurt you. God will do that for you. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. God will punish those who've hurt you so they'll repent. Not so you'll be able to form a cheering section for their punishment. Number two, do you expect repayment of their debt? In Jesus' parable here, the unforgiving man had the other fella thrown into prison till he could pay the debt. And we say things like, they owe me, I'm going to get even with them. Those are debt statements. And so we think they owe us an apology or some other form of satisfaction, our pound of flesh, if you will. And listen, we shut them off and we don't have anything to do with them socially, financially, spiritually, because they're scum and we're righteous. What did Jesus say? Love your enemies. Pray for them who persecute you and despitefully use you, that you may be children of your Father which is in heaven. So, have you forgiven? Well, do you want them punished? Well, do you expect repayment of the debt? Number three, have you kept a list of what they've done to you? See, this unforgiving man who was forgiven his great debt, he knew exactly how much that other man owed him. Kept a ledger, a record. That's not, the Bible says love covers all sins. Charity will cover a multitude of sin. Charity thinketh no evil. It means it doesn't record the wrongs. It doesn't keep a ledger. Now let me ask you a question today. Is there someone you've never forgiven of past sins? Is there someone who, if you met them in the grocery store, you'd walk away from because their very presence makes you angry? Is there someone who, if they sought help from you or your church, you'd get upset because those people don't deserve to be helped? Is there someone who, just hearing their name, sets your teeth on edge? Then you need to forgive them. Don't let Satan have a foothold in your life. I don't know about you. I need God's forgiveness every day. And so I have to be forgiving to others. And I want God to fully bless me and reward me for my faithfulness and obedience. Forgiveness. God doesn't expect it. He demands it. He demands it. Forgive. Ask God to help you to forgive, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven us. Well, look forward to seeing some of you in church tonight, and the rest of us will come back for the broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile. smile.